3. Chain of Steel, Defender of the Union. Abraham Lincoln won election as President of the United States by carrying every northern state except New Jersey. No candidate, not even Thomas Jefferson in his divisive 1800 race against John Adams, had ever before taken the presidency with such an exclusively regional vote. Lincoln failed to carry a single southern state, and his name did not even appear on the ballot in 10 of them. But even in those Dixie states where voters could vote Republican if they so chose, Lincoln fared disastrously. In Virginia, the Lincoln ticket received just 1,929 votes out of 167,223 statewide, barely 1%. The result was even more pronounced in his native Kentucky, where only 1,364 out of 146,216 voters, less than 1%, cast their ballots for the Republican candidate. Lincoln could find some solace in the fact that both of these Upper South states, along with Missouri, at least went for the moderate John Bell rather than the conservative Southern choice, Democrat John C. Breckinridge. As the ominously divided vote confirmed, and just as Southern foes had warned, Lincoln's victory was entirely sectional. The total result gave Lincoln a decisive 54% in the North and West, but only 2% in the South, the most asymmetrical plurality in American election history. The Northern Democratic candidate, Stephen Douglas, finished in second place in the popular vote, but won almost no electoral votes. Lincoln's election triggered the secession crisis. One by one, the seven states of the Lower South began to move toward separation from the Union. In Washington, prominent senators proposed new compromise legislation designed to persuade the Southern states to stay in the Union by assuring them that the instant